You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gilley. We got a big one on Sunday. Eagles-Giants, 1 o'clock up at MetLife. Saquon Barkley returns to New York. And hopefully the Eagles return to playing some good football. And maybe get a convincing victory? You trust them? I don't. 215-592-9494. Kyle doesn't either. Will we get a Hugh Douglas guarantee by 2 o'clock? The people are waiting.
Yeah, the clock is ticking,
it
too,
It is
huh?
ticking. You changing your mind on that one? Are you moving a certain direction on the guarantee?
I'm up here talking to my man, trying to figure out where I can find me a muscle car. What you talking about?
You're at work.
Yeah, but I'm saying is he
locked in?
I am locked in. Do you see me multitasking?
What did we just ask you?
What's going to guarantee the Eagles win?
He heard it.
I heard that part.
And?
I was almost confused. I was like, wait a minute. He asked me something before.
Thought I got you there, huh? Are you going to guarantee it?
No. Oh. No. I'm going to guarantee that we win, but it's going to be
That's what we've been asking. We just want to guarantee win.
I'm not going to guarantee like a definitive win. It's a win. Oh. I say we're going to win. It's going to be ugly.
But a guarantee is a guarantee.
All right.
We're back at waffling.
I'm not waffling. I got a take. I have a take.
What is it?
That this is going to be an ugly win. It's going to be an ugly win.
So they might win, they might not.
No, they're going to win. I feel like they're going to win.
Sounds like you are guaranteeing it.
I mean, if that's how y'all
want
to spin it.
No, I want
y'all to spin it.
No, I want not.
No, see, you want me to say, I guarantee a win. That's what you want me to say.
Conviction.
I don't feel comfortable doing that. I don't feel comfortable. I said they're going to win. Ain't that good enough?
This morning we had Elliot Shore Namath on the air saying that he guaranteed an Eagles victory.
I have a tremendous amount of respect for Elliot. Elliot's different.
That's true, Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot is different.
Elliot is different. All right, let's see if the people trust the Eagles. Obviously, Hughes says he does, but the guy doesn't have a couch yet. He's looking for a muscle car in his new house. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to guest takes coming up in a few minutes. Bruce in D.C. Hey, Bruce.
Oops, I did it again. Oh, hey, what's going on?
What's up,
hey,
Bruce? He ain't gonna let that one down.
No,
for a while.
It's too good. All right, go ahead, Bruce.
Man, I'm still laughing at a couple days about that, man. I'm telling you. But anyway, Joe, man. I mean, I'm 100% in your corner, man. Hell to the no, like Whitney used to say. I don't trust them at all for Sunday, even though they're the better team. They got the better weapons. The whole Saquon story is a good undercurrent to the game, but you know I don't know who was that. I think it was Lane Johnson that they did the take on the other day, and when he spoke about the communications problems, the play calling, and all that was that right there. I nearly jumped out of my seat when I heard that, because basically he validated what the fan base has been saying all along about. What we were seeing, it's like, don't worry about Sirianni. We got this. Everything. No, everything is not under control. And if you look at the Giants, they're a good defensive team. Okay, they have a good defense. So now it's going to be offense, because I think our defense, they're going to be able to. I think that we're going to get a better game out of them. But it's going to be about this offense. And what are we going to see different from them this Sunday? Because if we walk in to them with the same thing that mess that we had against Cleveland, we probably will not win that game. Okay? So they better come with something different. Or if they're continuously having the same problems, then they might not win the game. They just might not win. I'm sorry, you.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
I'm plant-based.
No, Hugh's the plant-based one. You should be apologizing to us, really. I mean, that's the reality of this.
No, you're fine. You're fine. What is it, Joe? What is it when they
Bruce,
when
good
they,
phone call.
What is it when they call, like, say, you don't fix the problem until somebody tells you to fix the problem. What is that called?
I'm not sure, but it's the Eagles.
Well, it's okay. Say, for instance, you say if your wife's telling you, keep telling you to put the toilet seat down. That's always been a good one. And then all of a sudden, like 50 times, like she leaves you.
And then all of a sudden, that?
Well, I'm just saying, it's a bad analogy.
That's awful.
This that's a bad lot. One. That's a tough
but
way to go.
She keeps telling you put it down. She keeps telling you put the toilet seat down, and then she leaves you, and then you start putting the toilet seat down. What would you call a person that does stuff like that?
A slow learner.
I guess that's what this team is, man. That's what it kind of feels like. Because you know we were just talking about how it feels like when they feel pressure when. For a team that says they don't care what anybody says on the outside, they sure feel
like they're more reactive
pressure.
Than proactive.
So yes. There you go. That's what I was trying to say, and I long talked my way out of
what
it.
I'm
but
here
that's
for.
Exactly what I was
well,
trying to say.
Well, good thing we have two people here to
proactive.
Speak to you.
They're not proactive. To give a reactive. They're reactive.
To give a
I got you, Hill.
They're not ahead of the curve. They're behind the curve.
Yes.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah, that was a bad analogy. Yeah.
You got us. It's all good.
So I think where Hugh's going with this is about an hour ago, Sirianni was asked why the offense doesn't look like Kellen Moore's offense. And he seemed to say, maybe, well, we try to do things our players do well, almost alluding to the idea maybe Jalen doesn't do that well. Hugh, what did you see? You saw a little video of earlier practice today. What are they practicing?
Yeah, I guess somebody tweeted out that the quarterbacks are practicing taking snaps from under center. Interesting.
So I don't know. Now, I don't know how often they do
that
anyway.
Today.
But how often are they under center in games?
Not a whole lot.
Tush push, obviously. Yeah.
But my point is this.
That's basically it.
My point is this. If it didn't become an issue until it became an issue that was talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbit ears. Everything.
Reactive.
Rabbit ears.
I got another word. Oblivious. Like, it's going to take them. It's going to take us to get them to do. Like, what are they doing?
This is irritating.
You know what? Maybe they're right.
Love this team, but this is irritating. This is so irritating. We watch film every day, and we self-scouted all the time, and we corrected mistakes. Every day.
Why do that when you can just listen to WIP?
I don't understand. I don't understand it, man. We trying to win football. We trying to get to Louisiana. Ike going to ride with me. Ike riding with me. He said he was going to ride. Damn, we got to get this together this weekend, man. We got to get this together this weekend. This is not comfortable. This is not comfortable coaching. It's not. The fact that you had some outsiders going in here and say, this is the most unprepared team that he's seen in a long time, and now all of a sudden you're having trouble moving the ball. And now people are talking about the under center thing. Now you want to put him under center?
I got two theories for what that is. And you tell me which one is worse. Okay? Theory one, their outside noise dictates what they do.
Yes.
That's theory one.
Sounds like a pretty good guess.
Theory two, they're doing it to appease us at the portion of practice that is open to the media.
In both of those scenarios that you just presented to me are stupid if that's the case.
Do you remember, Kyle, a couple years ago when Jalen had fumbling issues and they did like a drill at the open? The media only is there, and obviously we're not. We're here in the studio, but Elliot, right? Elliot's at practice. They're only there for us able to view a certain amount of practice. So it makes my eyebrow raise that the stuff that everyone wants them to, quote-unquote, work on or fix, they're doing
it's
it.
It's always seen at the beginning of practice.
Right. That makes me wonder, like, are we doing this for show? Or are we doing this because we think we need to feel better at
how
this?
How about you do this for me with a football game? I've never seen – that's a snowflakey stance to take, Joe, to me, all jokes aside. I would care less. I know he's under a lot of heat, but do yourself a favor. If you want this thing to cool off and not give us something to talk about or give us something to talk about to death, stop giving it to us. There's a thought. Stop giving it to us. Stop doing stupid stuff so that we can talk and say, see, here we go. Snowflakey, you're out here. You talked about tackling the drill. You put the donut up. Now you start using like real people to tackle. You're talking about the emphasis on getting the game started. Now you want to put the court. Stop doing stuff that people talk about then. Stop doing that. Stop listening. Well, no. If you want to listen to the station, go ahead. Be my guest. Listen to the station. We appreciate that. But you can't get mad when we point it out. Can't get mad when it's pointed out.
No, you can't do it. 215-592-94. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Mark in Woodbury Heights is up. Hey, Mark.
Yo, guys. How you doing?
Good, Mark. What are you feeling today?
I got to ask you a question. I just want to put it on the table. I need to hear his response. Hugh, you've been, you know, since you came back up to the area, you've been following the Eagles. I think Sirianni's been the coach since you came back, right?
Yes.
Are the Eagles a well-coached football team up to this point?
You're asking me to answer that question?
He is asking you.
Okay, Mark.
Point blank.
Mark.
Point blank.
And you're going to think that I'm long talking. I'm not.
You already started long talking.
No, Mark. Listen to what don't let Joe and Kyle influence you. But this is what I'm going to say, Mark. I came up in a different coaching era that when you look at it, it's a little bit of a dinosaur. It's antiquated. I think that when you look at what Coach Sirianni has been able to do over the last few years, he is a good coach, and these guys respond to him. I can't say whether or not the coaching is good or bad. It's more about results. And right now, this team is 3-2. And Coach Sirianni is in still a good position to get this team where it needs to be. And I know, Mark, that's not the question that you asked.
That was a tap dance, dude.
That was not a
tap dance, Mark.
Can I talk to Mark? Don't let them two do that.
Where'd you get those tap dance shoes?
Don't let them do that. Listen to what I'm saying, Mark. This is what I'm saying. This is still a fluid situation. And I don't feel comfortable making that, you know, assumption, especially in the position that I'm in. I'm not there every day. And if this team responds,
I understand that.
If this team responds, yeah, I think that they're in a good spot. I think they're going to respond this weekend.
Yeah, but here, listen.
Sounds like a politician.
I know it's a different generation and this and that. Football, at the end of the day, is football.
It's not rocket science. You're right.
Right, and it's a physical sport. You got to tackle well. You got to block well. You played for a great defensive coordinator. You played for a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, seriously. Is this a well-coached football team up until today? Yes or no?
I have my questions.
How's no sound? How's no sound?
Listen, Mark, to answer your question, I always, and this is what I do, full disclosure, because Ike was kind of like the guy that paid attention a whole lot. Like, Ike knew the deal. Ike probably still, I'm not going to lie, Ike probably still has.
He took notes in class?
His playbook.
Yeah.
Like, Ike probably still has his notes from this defense.
You take notes in class?
It was more of like I was like osmosis kind of guy.
Mark, it's a great phone call.
I want to know
which tap dance shoes you bought on Amazon.
No,
the jazz one with the full sole. Because I'm surprised you spent $113 on tap shoes.
But the point that I was making is this:
listen to Hugh Tap.
There are times when even I question whether or not I remember things a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask Ike. I'll be like, wait a minute. Did yada yada yada? He'd be like, yeah, yeah.
These are actually nice. I could see you wearing these. The men's black and white Oxford tap dance shoes. Would you not wear these? Look at these. If you were tap dancing. Those are nice.
I did a little tap dancing. I ain't gonna lie. Because I'm operating from a position of being antiquated. Like I used to play. These guys are in the locker room now.
But you're watching on Sunday. They look well coached.
Yeah,
you weren't honest with Mark.
No, I was honest.
That was a tap dance.
I was honest.
At least he played along with it.
I was honest. I was as honest and as fair and bad. I was as plant-based as I could possibly be.
You didn't give an answer.
I did give an answer.
No, you didn't.
I said from my
perspective. That was a yes or no question, and we got neither.
I said from my perspective, I can see where he's coming from.
Fill in the blank.
That's not
yes
an answer,
or no.
Hugh.
I got an essay
wanted your opinion.
Over here.
You didn't give it to him.
Hey, we are in an election year, so I'm entitled to tap dance.
Oh, you can't pull that card. You can't pull that one. Let's talk to Rashad in South Philly, and then we'll guess the takes. What's up, Rashad?
Yo, fellas, what's happening?
What's up, man?
Yo, man, thanks for having me.
You got it, buddy. Hugh, what are you thinking?
What's up, man?
First and foremost, Hugh, congrats on the crib, man. Love it, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, man, for sure. I got plenty of confidence in the Eagles this Sunday. I gotta take you off. I think the Eagles run the table these next six games. They got 12 games left. Six of them are W's. my hot take, man.
I'll take it.
I mean, I love it.
Is that I'll six guarantees?
Six in a row?
I think they're going to hell of a streak, six in a row. And you know what? You know what, man? I like what BG said in the locker room after the last game when he said the season was over. The speed, the first four games, some of them were the preseason games. You get the kicks out. That was over, so they started the fifth game with the W. I think they run the table these next six games.
Ooh, well, Rashad, if they
man, your lips to God's
man,
ears.
So I'm looking at the schedule right now. Good phone call. At the Giants.
Commanders and Cowboys.
Uh-huh. At the Bengals. Home Jacksonville. At Dallas. Home Commanders. At Rams. That means we are 8-2, 9-2. Headed to Baltimore.
And we're going
to
feel a whole
Sunday.
Lot better.
That's talking one seed.
That's talking
yeah,
Super Bowl.
Feeling a whole lot better about Louisiana.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Is it 5 o'clock yet or is it what time? Is it 1:16
what
on
does it mean?
Friday?
Like happy hour or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, like we don't even know if we could trust the team on Sunday, and now all of a sudden we're 9-2 talking number one seed in Louisiana.
I just want to win this weekend.
Did you put in for your week of vacation for Super Bowl week?
No, I didn't. Not yet. I'm still that's still up in the air. Yeah.
Somebody's not committed.
No, I'm going to wait until
we're going on the company's dime.
Yeah, we're going on company's dime. I'm waiting for that. I
told him he's going to have to pay for his own trip.
I'm waiting for that ship to come in.
You're not going, buddy. We're staying right here.
I was like, back in the day, when your parents would say, I'm waiting for my ship to come in. I'm waiting for that ship to come in, man.
It is funny. When the Eagles do look the part, I remember in 2022, around this time, we started like asking Rod, like, hey.
What's up with the trip?
We going?
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Because at this point then, they were undefeated.
All they got to do is give me gas money. That's it. That's all I need is gas money. Let me get some gas money. Well, and probably a place to stay. Because I don't think we're going to go straight through.
Do you get,
we're going to make some stops.
Do you get money to stop at Bucky's?
Oh, yeah.
I get Bucky's Fund?
Yeah. But that's like miscellaneous money, right?
It's called the Bucky's Fund.
Yeah. You know what I probably do? I take that. We'll probably space out how many times we're going to get a hotel room and we'll have that expense.
Yeah.
But instead of the hotel room, we're going to take that, whatever the money is, and that's going to be the Bucky's money. Because we got to get some of them brisket sandwiches and some beaver nugs, and we got to get some apparel. We got to get some Bucky's swag.
We need the swag, yeah.
We need some Bucky's swag, and we got to get some hats and T-shirts and stuff. Yeah, we're going to do that.
Our last caller gave us a big take there, thinking the Eagles are going to win six games. Why don't we give some takes? So let's guess the takes for week number 7 in the NFL.
It's time to guess the takes.
Yes.
All right, what is everyone talking about Monday after an NFL weekend? What are the takes that you're going to see out there on Monday? We try to get ahead of them. We try to guess them. My guess the take for this week is someone's going to come out and say on Monday, Tom Brady has to drop the broadcasting gig and just be an owner. I don't know if everyone has caught this. The rules came out this week. Tom Brady officially was accepted as a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, I think yes,
he was. 10%
yes.
of the team.
I thought it was 5. Maybe. It might be 10.
Okay. But it's a small amount, but yeah. it's not nothing.
Not significant.
Right.
It's not that significant, I should say.
But still, he has to abide by the rules of ownership because
yes.
he's technically an NFL owner now. And with that, there's this whole set of rules that he has to abide by even when he's broadcasting games. He can't go to practice. He can't talk to the coaches, which obviously will limit the job he does on Sundays. But Hugh, the one that caught me is he can't publicly criticize officials. How are you an NFL broadcaster? And by the way, he's on the first team on Fox. He will have the Niners Chiefs on Sunday. It's the biggest game of the weekend, a rematch of the Super Bowl. How can he not criticize an official? Now, let's just play it out. Let's say there's a terrible roughing the passer call. Mahomes doesn't even get touched, and they give him the flag. He has to say, that was a bad call. It's literally his job. At some point, I think someone's going to realize he's got to give this up. He can't do both.
Yeah, but they're gonna milk this as much as they possibly
Probably.
Can. They're gonna milk this as much as they possibly can. And as long as there is not a public outcry, which I don't know if it is or isn't, about his broadcasting acumen, then he's gonna probably be there. No question about it. I've heard a couple of the games that he's done. I mean,
it's boring.
It's different. It's different. It's not when Greg Olsen did it.
He's better.
Yeah, Greg Olsen would take you behind the game, and he would say certain things and nuances about the game that I would sit there and be, oh, I forgot about that, or something like that. Yeah, it's some guys that do a tremendous job of making you feel comfortable going to work on Monday talking about football because they give you so much information. You sound real smart at the cubicle.
And I think part of it is because they go to the practice. They talk to the coaches. They have the info.
Yeah, they get those little storylines that other people don't get to get. Yeah, so yeah, he can't bring that to the table.
It's a disaster for Fox. They're paying him $30 million, $40 million a year, and it's like you're getting half a broadcaster. Hugh, what do you got? What's guest to take for this week?
Yes, my guest to take is, and this is kind of piggybacking on what transpired over the last couple of weeks, Matt Williams got thrown under the bus. Mike Williams got thrown under the bus by his quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Basically said he ran the wrong route or whatever. Devontae Adams trade doesn't matter. Aaron Rodgers still stinks.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers is somebody. Yeah, I had to develop this because it was kind of hard to figure it out. But yeah, Aaron Rodgers did his damnedest to place blame on Mike Williams and the fact that he ran the wrong route. And the same day, I would even guess to say that he was on the plane during the game.
Definitely.
He was on his way to New York. It's not going to make a difference.
2 weeks in a row, Rodgers throws a bad pick late. 2 weeks in a row, someone else loses their job.
Yes.
First it was Sala, then it was Mike Williams.
That's a good one.
Who loses their job this week when the Jets lose? All right, Kyle, what are you guessing for guests the takes this week?
So I think a lot of people are going to be happy about what they see when they turn on First Take in the morning on Monday. Mm. Because people have been waiting for this for a while, specifically Eagles fans, because we talk a lot about Jalen Hurts. Now, he's not playing great. His numbers, his turnover numbers. After the Chiefs lose to the 49ers, we are going to have people saying, you know, maybe Patrick Mahomes is regressing.
Uh-oh!
That's a strong one.
Well, his numbers have stayed pretty okay for a year and a half now, right? His numbers have not gone back to where they were 3, 4, 5 years. Now, he won the Super Bowl last year, so that's the whole thing. But regular season numbers, yeah, it's been a while since it's, like, wowed anybody. And that's a big one Sunday, Super Bowl rematch, Chiefs and 49ers. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll give you a parlay for Sunday, and I think we're cooking up a big one today. It just feels like we're going to have a big parlay for you for the Eagles and Giants coming up on Sunday. And I got to throw some numbers to Hugh and Kyle here regarding Eagles-Giants history. Specifically, Jalen Hurts playing at MetLife. Does this matter? Is this too much of a small sample, or is it on your radar? We'll hit that next. Your calls, 215-592-9494. And will Hugh Douglas officially guarantee a victory? A city waits with bated breath, Hugh. Everyone, like the old FDR fireside chats, everyone's around their radio
waiting.
Now. They're saying, come on.
They wait. Hugh, what are you going to say?
Hugh might guarantee a victory. Mm. Don't you let down all these people. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Show Jill. You guys with us, 215.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
5592-949 if you trust the Eagles to get a win over the Giants on Sunday. Usually, it's the most trustworthy thing on the schedule. Eagles 17-4, last 21 over the last decade against the New York Giants. 5-2 under Sirianni and Hurts. Yet I don't trust them. It's very hard for me to trust this Eagles team right now. Neither does Kyle. Hugh has talked himself into it. Will we get a guarantee from Hugh Douglas by 2 o'clock? That's what the city needs to hear, Hugh. So you think on that as we talk to Mark in Delaware, who's actually, I think, brave enough to guarantee win. What's up, Mark?
Mark!
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's going on, man?
Hey, Mark.
On, man?
Hey, real quick. First of all, man, I love you guys. But this is what I want to tell you real quick. I think you guys are crazy. I want to help you make a better say that he can guarantee most definitely. Because how can you, even if you don't trust the Eagles, how in the world do you trust the Giants? What have you seen in them all year?
No, I don't.
You guys aren't that good.
I don't.
So
I don't,
that's why you can guarantee the Eagles will not only win, I'm giving y'all two touchdowns.
Because
the Giants are horrible. They are horrible. They got to win on Cleveland just like you guys did, right?
Mm.
They lost to the Commanders over field goals, right? Field goals. And they beat Seattle, who Geno Smith forgot who he played for that week. So, come on, man. This is the Giants.
So, Mark, I want you to be right. Mark, I want you to be right. I will point out, they lead the NFL in sacks, and we're starting Fred Johnson on Sunday at left tackle. Doesn't that worry you a little bit?
It doesn't, and I'm going to tell you why. They lead the league in sacks. If you name out the quarterbacks that they've played, there's nobody that you're like, oh, wow, they sacked Josh Allen or Pat Mahomes that many times? Come on, it's Geno Smith. It's my man from Watson. You know what I mean?
They did play with that, but they have played Daniels and Burrow and Dak.
Played some pretty decent
they played some decent quarterbacks. You're right. They played some bad ones. Watson's bad, obviously. I'm with you on that. Right. Yeah.
But then when they sacked Joe Burrow, what did he do? He only won the game. Exactly. So he could sack Jalen a few times. But still, if you go squad for squad, right, as far as offense and defense, who do they have that scares you on defense to stop your full complement of weapons? That's number one. And number two, when they're on offense, who's there other than Neighbors that's going to – I mean, I don't even think Devin Singletary's playing.
They can get after the quarterback, though.
Neighbors. Neighbors is their one weapon. You're right. They don't have a good offense.
Who is it that you guys are saying, okay, we don't trust the Eagles? I get it. It's more on the Eagles than the Giants.
Yes,
but at the
right.
same time, the Giants, bro? No way. If you guys lose to him, I 100% fire Sirianni and just gut the whole staff. Because the Giants, you guys, your record right now is 17 out of 21 with them.
Yeah.
That's like my Buffalo Bills being winning every time. Every time, if we suck, I'm like, yo, we're going to beat Miami. Even with Tua and Tyreek Hill and all them guys. So with that kind of confidence, there's no way that the Giants are beating the Eagles.
Well, I hope you're right, Mark.
I hope
you're right.
Bro.
And you know what? There is, and we appreciate the call, there is one of those, it seems like every division has a run of 5-7 years where that happens, right? One team
just little brother
beats
little brother the other team
for a long time, and the Eagles have little brother the Giants for a long time.
I
hear Mark's point, and the Eagles have a better roster, but like Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence could be a problem on Sunday.
It's not even about that for me. Like, how many times over the past calendar year could we go roster for roster,
Cardinals,
position by position, and say the Eagles have the upper hand by far?
Man, it feels like we're falling short. We're super falling short now.
Remember Sidney Brown last year after they lost the Cardinals? And I know people don't want to do the last year thing. He came on here on the postgame show and said, we just lost the worst team in the NFL. And I was like, well, what does that say about you right now?
Right.
So, yeah, it's why I can't trust them. No one has said today that the Giants are better than the Eagles.
No. Nah.
We all know we're talented. We are an underperforming, underachieving football team. We have been for a long time now.
None of
this is about the opponent. We just played the Browns, who are much worse than the Giants. And we still had people like, I don't know.
And they won by four. Won by 4 points.
Yeah, it was bad.
Spree and Chester. What's up, Spree?
What's up, guys? Hey, congratulations to you, man. I frequent Delaware, so
appreciate you, man.
Yeah, definitely. You gotta come to Charlie Square's, the Tap House, man. I ain't gonna give you no pie, but I give you 2 hours of bourbon on me. You know what I mean?
Oh, $2.
You write that?
Yeah, I take that. I take that all day.
You write that one down. Write that address down.
Yeah, write it down, man. You know what I mean? Spree, Tap House, man. But anyway, I think Jalen, man, he's about. He's not the sharpest knife in the cutlery, man, and I don't think he can retain a lot of information. Either that or Cam's tush is tushing. Yeah, my son's a center in high school, man. I tell him all the time, hey, man, well, make sure your girdle's washed, make sure your pads are washed. You know, that center position is a tough joint, man. You know what I mean? Maybe that's why he don't want to go on the center. Maybe he's phobic. You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, it's hard to call now.
Here's what I know. They got to be better on offense. I don't care if they're under center, they're in the shotgun, they're in the pistol. I need more points, Spree.
Absolutely. And even in shotgun, he's getting the time now. That's extra time, man. He should be able to pick his poison, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Yeah.
I think it's Jalen himself.
You know what? It's starting to look like we've danced around it for the last couple of weeks, but Coach Sirianni has kind of alluded to that in the press conference, or at least that's what we're starting to think. So, yeah, it's one of those things where when this thing starts to play out and it's it doesn't evolve and it doesn't change, then you're going to have to start looking at the quarterback.
You're going to have to. Even when I was listening to Howard Eskins a couple weeks ago, he said they want to make Jalen comfortable. I'm like, he's a quarter billion dollar quarterback. You mean make him comfortable? You know what I mean?
So it's adapt to die. It's adapt to die.
Yeah, you got to score points. Yeah, Spree, appreciate it, man. And Hugh, you got to go to his place. That sounds like a good offer. So the whole thing with Jalen under center versus not, I don't think any of us care if they're scoring points. I didn't hear one person call WIP in 2022 as Jalen finished second in the MVP in the shotgun the whole time except tush pushes. No one said anything about going under center because it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't working.
Yeah, and right now that's what we're looking at, Joe. We're trying to figure out why this offense is an offense in the way that we thought they were. I said that before the season started, at least 20 to 30 points a game. Well, I was like, I kind of walked it back a little bit. I said 28 to 30 points a game, and they're nowhere near that. With the talent that we've amassed, the talent that we've played, we are underachieving.
Can we circle back to the offensive coordinator selection they made? Remember they went with Kellen Moore and
Coach Goober. We were happy.
And they didn't go with Cliff Kingsbury.
Yes.
Cliff Kingsbury obviously is doing a good job with Jaden Daniels, but Cliff Kingsbury, what is his offense? It's all shotgun. Should they have known who Jalen was when they made their coordinator selection? Because they could have just went with Kingsbury, who runs the kind of system that Jalen has run since he was at Oklahoma and Alabama.
And got him, get the ball out, look like they're getting the ball out pretty quick.
I don't understand what's going on. But like they either thought he could do this and they were wrong, or something has changed here. Because why do you hire a guy to run an offense and then 6 weeks in we're like,
Well, you know, we got to adapt. The players got to adapt to whatever. Yeah, it's a lot. That's a lot to digest.
It is a lot. Let's talk to Josh in Reading. What's up, Josh?
What's going on, guys? It's been a while.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh.
My fantasy team finally picked it up. I'm catching up to y'all.
Well, you got your. I'm sure you're ahead of Hugh. That's there's no surprise there.
That's a good shot.
That's all that matters.
I caught a stray.
I mean, I'm just going to look at these standings.
You ain't
got to right
look at the standings on the air. You say that when you get off the air.
People want to know. Go ahead, Josh.
I'm going to work you this week, by the way.
Oh, you're facing you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a blowout spot. Yep. Yeah. I trust you to win. Go ahead. Go ahead, Josh.
Yo, Kyle, let me get some sports music. Champions play is won. We don't always like what Nick says and what he does, but we love when he brings us wins. He's done a lot of it. It's hard to beat up on a team that doesn't give up. And though we don't like what he always puts out there, I'm certain Jalen Hurts has no quit. Every single Hall of Famer started as a beginner, and they all lost. But they weren't finished because they didn't quit. You will be the first one to tell you, accepting the own, it's leak, and the rent is due daily. We need our goals high, and we can't stop until we get there. Winning ain't everything, but our coaches and players want it to is. I promise you, Saquon won every single piece that by this team. We don't need to be great from the start. We need to be start to be great. I don't wear Janet Carter's jersey.
I like that, though. I like the start to be great.
I wear it because I'm certain he's going to be the best one on the field. And he will. Champions punch in the fire so they get it right. From our young Thundercats to our best. I'm confident every single one of them get it right. We are the Philadelphia Eagles. Nobody needs to like us, but they won't ever forget us.
Ever
this
in life.
This is the perfect weekend to become an Eastern, Unstoppable unit we all know you can be. No matter who you are, it's what you do, but what we have. Fly, my fellow fans, fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. E-A-G.
Now that's a phone call, Josh.
Yeah, that was really
that's good. The first time I felt good about this game all day.
Yes.
You didn't make me feel good about the game. Josh did. That was a hell of a call.
That was a hell of a call. Still not guaranteed to win.
Oh, come on.
Not gonna do it.
So quickly here, just an update because we brought up the fantasy league here. Hugh, I checked in because Kyle
said... We ain't got to talk about that on air.
Oh, no.
Kyle
said
he's
going
to smoke you, so I went to check your matchup. I just want to see the projections, and I noticed that you left 26.1 points on the bench last night with Javonte Williams.
I left him on the bench?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wrap for me. It's a wrap for me.
Thank you, Hugh. So, love a good free win.
Kiss the baby. No, because you know what's funny? Can I tell you what happened? Because I got too much going on, man. You know, I can't do a whole lot.
So now, is it your excuse that you were buying a house?
Let me tell you what happened. I bet on Javonte anytime touchdown.
But you didn't play him.
I didn't play him.
You know
in
what?
Hugh's
evolving into a gambler.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah,
that supersedes the fantasy stuff.
I didn't even look at my fantasy football. Is it too late to move him?
See, our league with listeners is not for money. So that we found out. He always talks about we got to find people's whys. His why.
Why is money?
He's a gambler now.
Yeah. I'm looking at that. Damn. I sure could have used that, huh?
26.1?
I could have used that yesterday on my active roster, huh?
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, speaking of numbers, can I throw a couple numbers at you guys? I thought about this earlier this week. I mentioned to Kyle, then I wanted to go back and look. So I'm going to tell you Jalen Hurts' numbers. He has played 4 games at MetLife Stadium in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers, Hugh and Kyle, are not good. Okay, I'm going to read them to you, and then you tell me, does this matter? Is it just a small sample coincidence? Whatever. Because primarily, Jalen's been a good quarterback, right? But these numbers are well below like what he does.
Good quarterback status.
Jalen Hurts, 4 games at MetLife. He's 1-3. He has completed 56.9% of his passes. He has 3 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He has averaged well less than 200 yards per game passing. Hugh, does it matter? Does it mean anything, or is it just a weird thing? Because
it's a weird thing. I don't think it can't matter.
He's been bad there.
Yeah, it can't matter, man. Jalen needs to play better. I mean, there's no question about it. We need the best version of Jalen Hurts that we could possibly have this weekend. So I'm not, you know, there's something to that, just like it was something to the whole Todd Bowles thing. But no, we need the best version of Jalen this weekend.
All right.
And they need to put him in position to be successful.
Kyle, what do you think? 4 games at MetLife, it's been pretty rough.
Are any of them Sunday at 1 o'clock?
No, they happened in the past years.
Oh, okay. Then no.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
History.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Why would any of that have anything to do with...
I don't know. Why does he suck there?
I don't know. Sometimes things happen coincidentally.
Okay. And maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Also,
most historical trends are baloney.
One theory I have. It is windy up there. Like, even on nice days, it is a windy bowl where the wind just swirls. I wonder if it affects him. I have no idea. I just know he has to play well. Hopefully that changes this coming weekend.
Also, like, some of it is just circumstantial. The Jets game they lost was a bad game, but didn't we lose Lane in the middle of that one?
They did.
That was a tough game for Jalen. And then by the time we went to New York last year and Tyrod Taylor cooked us, like, we were just a dead team walking.
Yeah, no, they were. And his one good game there, because he's had one good game there, was when the Eagles were really good in 2022. So he's had a good game there where they blew the Giants out in 22. He's also had 3 rough ones. He's had 2 3 interception games at MetLife. Hopefully that changes this weekend. All right, let's go to Ken and Maze Landing. Hey, Ken.
Ken.
How's it, guys?
What's going on?
What's up, Ken?
So much, man. Hey, Joe, man, you mentioned Summer's Point earlier. I remember back at TV 40 days when you was down here chilling out. So shout out to all the South Jersey Eagles fans, man.
There's plenty of them, Ken, of course. What are you thinking here today, buddy?
So my brain tells me the Eagles have got the talent and they've got the everything to win this, but my heart is prepared to be broken, and I don't want that to happen. I ask 2 things. Bring Boston Scott back for the first quarter so we can get a touchdown.
Love it.
And second, Hugh,
yes.
Can you tell me what you think about the turf, the field itself? Because I kind of am concerned. The man had tree trunks has been a beast, and I hope they feed the man and feed the man and feed the man. But you think there's a chance that he goes back up there and maybe, you know, crossing my fingers, knock on wood, the whole nine. Like, is there something to that turf that's a little weird up there, that's something different that might affect the way that he runs the ball? And, you know, go Birds. Thanks for taking my phone call. And, you know, party on, Jeff.
You got
party
it, Ken. On. Appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, to be fair, I never played at MetLife. But I've heard about it. I've heard about how bad the turf is. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they mentioned that to me and how bad the turf is. There might be something to it. I know a lot of guys, there's been an outcry about the turf fields and how they don't like playing on the turf fields. But injuries are fluky. you know, and sometimes they happen and there's really no real data. I think, as a matter of fact, there was a study that was done.
Harvard?
A Harvard study where the data was, and I'm not just saying this because it was a Harvard study, but it was inconclusive about the injuries. It was about the same as it was on grass. So there's that. So I guess it just all depends on how much that gets into your head as a player, you know?
Yeah, and look, there's been issues there. You hope the Eagles can get through the game on Sunday. I mean, what are you going to do? Right? They have to play a game there.
Yeah, they're not going to move the game because of certain guys' suspicions. I mean, it is what it is at this point.
It has been a tough place, though. I mean, so many injuries have happened up there. Yeah. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, there was like a rash of them early in the season where every game.
Didn't Aaron Rodgers get hurt up there, right?
Rodgers got hurt, yeah. Then I think 2 or 3 years ago, the Niners had a rash of injuries in one game there. It's everyone seems to hate it for a reason.
Yeah,
Josh,
they definitely hate it.
Is in Wilmington. Hey, Josh.
Yo, what's happening? You,
what's
my
going
man,
on, man? How you doing?
The first state. How about it? Good for you, man.
Hey, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
I would ask you where you're living, but, you know, we'll do that at a later date.
What's your address,
Hugh? Yeah, right around.
Yeah,
I don't even know
my
address.
Go ahead. That's right. Well, are you in Wilmington?
I'm close to Wilmington. I'm real close
to
Wilmington.
Cool. Very good. Yeah. Love that, man. You're going to love it, dude. It's quiet down here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm Delco, and then my wife's from Wilmington, so, you know, easy decision. Boom, get me out of the neighborhood. Get me south. Man, we don't even have streetlights in the neighborhood. It's so quiet. It's awesome.
See, I like
so
that.
So anyway.
No streetlights.
Yeah, man. So look, I don't know how to feel, right? Kyle's questioning me. Do you believe that they're going to win? Yeah, as a homer Eagle fan, as the biggest homer I could ever be, yeah. I believe today because it's Football Friday. You asked me that question yesterday, and I told you, absolutely not. And I don't know what the night of sleep has done for me to change my mind other than the fact that we have too much talent amassed on this team to not walk into that stadium and feed Saquon Barkley because he wants it and let him eat. And then the biggest thing for me, I love that our young, talented secondary enjoys to tackle. Well, I need everybody to start tackling because it's going to take tackling to win the damn football game. I mean, let's strip it down. 101. Think about how many games over the stretch of games that we've all watched to this point. All of them, I'm screaming in the living room, would somebody please just put the head to the outside and drive? You know, it is such a lost art, and it feels like we are the only team. I watch all the other teams play, and everybody's hitting. Why aren't we hitting?
Josh, we appreciate that. It's your new neighbor, Josh. We know we love you, Josh. All right, before we go any further, and we have to see before we hand it over to the afternoon show, if Hugh Douglas will do what the entire city is now gathered around the radios hoping for, a guarantee. First, though, we do it every Friday, a same game parlay for the Eagles game, this time against the Giants at MetLife. All right, so putting this together at FanDuel Sportsbook. Hugh, it's a Saquon Barkley day, right?
I think so.
That's where we got to go?
Anytime.
How about?
Two.
Two.
Oh, you're going two. I'm okay with that. Let me get these $2 bets going.
All right, two. Anytime touchdowns for Saquon Barkley. All right, how about if we're taking two Eagles touchdowns to start us off, right? That's a baseline of about 14 points.
Mm-hmm.
The over-under on the game is 42.5. I'm thinking we're getting a little bit of an over here, Kyle. What do you got?
I like the over in there. Okay. Yeah. This feels like a 27-26.
27, whoo.
Man, that ain't going to make nobody feel good.
Eek by.
23-20 was in my head, so that clears as well. All right, so let's go over the number. 42.5 over. What do we think about this one? We rarely take quarter props, but we know the Eagles' offense stinks in the first quarter. They're setting the Jalen Hurts passing yards total first quarter at 45.5. That feels a little rich for my blood. Under?
Yeah, I mean, like, especially if they're going to try to establish the Saquon game.
Mm-hmm. And if they defer, they have limited possessions anyway, and we know they just dilly-dally around on these possessions anyway.
I don't know. I'll say this. I think that there's going to be a conscious effort from what I've just seen and what I know about this team. There's going to be an emphasis on that first drive.
I'm sure there will, but 45.5. That's a lot of yards.
They're going to throw. And you know what, Joe? They're going to throw across the middle, too.
You want to go over or under?
I'm going to go over.
Kyle?
I want to go over. Watch this be the part that screw up the whole parlay.
All right, you know what? Fine, Hugh.
We'll go over.
And
over.
Let's go over. Let's do it.
Just like DeAndre Swift. You might ruin it for us like last year. And then let's throw a Daniel Jones anytime touchdown. I feel like he scores a bunch against the Eagles. All right, so Saquon, two touchdowns.
Yes.
Hurts on over 45.5 passing yards first quarter, over 42.5. Daniel Jones, anytime touchdown. What's that, about 40-1 probably comes out to something like that?
Yeah.
Woo! All right, put it in over a fan. Let's quickly grab Evan to help us peer pressure Hugh into a guarantee. What's up, Evan?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
How you doing, Evan?
Good, Evan. Evan, you need a guarantee from Hugh.
I do need a guarantee from Hugh. Come on, Hugh. We need a guarantee. Come on, you guaranteed it against Green Bay. We scored 36 points. Come on, Hugh. We need a guarantee from you. We need this offense to light the world on fire. We need it. Oh, my gosh, Hugh, do we need you here? Hugh, it's all on you.
Hugh.
This is for the game, Hugh.
The big guy upstairs brought you to Philadelphia. Office. For this, Hugh, you said it.
I knew you were going to say
it. Evan, we appreciate you. This is why you're here, Hugh Douglas.
What do you want me to do?
Guarantee a win.
All right, then. You know, I've...
With your chest.
I've been put in a situation where... Like, I believe that. I believe God has sent me here for a reason. And I believe I'm here for the people. And if the people need me to make a guarantee, then that's exactly what I'll do. I'll guarantee a win.
Eagles win?
Eagles win.
Do you guarantee it?
Yes.
Say it louder.
I guarantee it.
That's not very convincing.
No, I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
You mean it?
Yeah, I mean it. I mean it with all my heart.
Good luck with
the move. I guarantee it. I guarantee
it. There we go. We'll talk to you on Sunday for the pregame show. Ike, Spike, Fritz X on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace. It's going to be ugly, though.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.